Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Tuesday, because we'll tell you next on The Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms again in the forecast. The overnight low temperatures tonight in the mid-50s. On Wednesday, more showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Daytime high temperatures in the mid-60s with wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. And Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely. The overnight lows in the mid-50s. Topping Tuesday's local news, more shots again reported fired overnight in the falls, this time in the 600 block of 20th Street. No shooter could be found when police arrived, but they did find a victim down in a field with a gunshot wound to his leg. That victim was rushed to ECMC for treatment of his injuries, and while police were investigating that scene, they heard a number of shots coming from what appeared to be a few blocks away. But while investigating those shots, again, no shooter could be located. Meantime, crime scene detectives were still working the original call, where they located one live bullet and a number of spent shell casings on the ground that were all collected in evidence to be used in their investigation. More news on the way, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Now, Chris has been fixing home appliances for over 45 years now, and there's not much he hasn't seen, and not much he hasn't fixed. So if you have a problem with a home appliance, Chris Moore's the guy you want. Not only is he experienced, but his service call is only $35 plus parts and labor. Try to find that anywhere. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Put his number in your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need it. But when you do, you'll want that number. 523-5911, Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Area firefighters battled a barn fire overnight on the Ridge Road in Cambria. That call came in about 5:30 on Monday and sent Sanborn and Pekin volunteers to the scene. On arrival, they found a fire in a wall in the barn, and they pulled that wall apart to extinguish the blaze. No injuries were reported in connection with the fire, and no damage report was immediately available. And while the cause of that fire is believed to be electrical, inspectors from the county's cause and origin team is looking into the exact cause of the blaze. Niagara County District Attorney Brian Seaman has announced that a Niagara County jury has returned a guilty verdict convicting 33-year-old Brandon Wall of Niagara Falls with aggravated cruelty to animals and criminal mischief in the second degree. Wall was accused of strangling a puppy belonging to his significant other, which required intensive veterinary care to save the puppy's life, with Seaman saying it's hard to imagine how a person could hurt a helpless pet in this way. Seaman says he'll be asking the judge to impose a state prison sentence in the case. Authorities tell us that Wall now faces up to 7 years in prison when he returns to court to be sentenced by Judge Carolyn Witosik. More headlines coming up, but a reminder, our daily news is also brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th at Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Remember the bar where they always knew your name? Well, that's the kind of service you get at Community Medical and Wellness Park. They know you by name, not by a number like in a big corporate drugstore. They give you that personal touch, but you can only appreciate it when you stop in and see them. Wellness Park, 87th at Buffalo Avenue, and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it and prove it every time you go in. And if you want to switch your prescriptions over to them for free home delivery, it only takes a phone call to 260-1918. In other headlines, an inmate at the county jail is expected to be charged with having jail contraband after sheriff deputies say the inmate was caught with a suspected quantity of drugs a few days ago, and deputies arranged the shakedown of his cell. But when they reportedly showed up to do it, an inmate allegedly told them he had narcotics on him and turned over a package to Sergeant Panessa in the jail. The sergeant said the sample has been placed in a sealed envelope and sent to the county lab for verification, and if it comes back positive, that inmate is expected to face further charges. Authorities tell us the alleged contraband suspected is sprayed onto a paper that the inmate gets, which usually consists of a mixture of synthetic marijuana and fentanyl that is normally smoked by the suspect to get high. Sheriff deputies reportedly observing a driver swerve into the opposite lane at Ward and Lockport Roads ended up charging that driver with driving while intoxicated yesterday after he reportedly failed a number of field sobriety tests. Deputies said Brakeland Califf had a 0.13 blood alcohol reading on his breath screening test, and after being charged, his car was towed and Califf was held for arraignment in Cap Court. Dunnanaga police investigating the theft of some $200 from a Venmo account of a Cayuga Village resident said the victim told them that a friend of hers took the money from her account without permission. And when checking into the account, credit union officials said another $250 was applied for by the same person and was waiting approval. The victim said she never told the suspect he could have the money, but he apparently used an app that was stored in her phone to get it. Police charged that suspect with petty larceny in the case and released him on an appearance ticket. Now he'll have to face the charge in town of Niagara Court next month. Niagara County District Attorney Brian Seaman has made another announcement. He said 59-year-old Darian Cotton of Niagara Falls has been sentenced to spend the next 19 years in prison following his guilty plea of assault in the first degree. Cotton previously admitted to seriously injuring a gas station cashier by striking her in the head several times with a hammer during a robbery on January 19th at 63rd and Buffalo Avenue. That victim was later found laying on the ground bleeding heavily from the head by a patron who came into the store. Seaman said the Niagara Falls police did an outstanding job in identifying the individual responsible for this horrendous attack. He also said that that defendant had 3 prior felony convictions and had made 3 prior trips to state prison before the robbery occurred. He said today's sentence will protect the community from this dangerous and violent individual. Jennifer Cooper at Cooper Sign and the Old Glory Flag Company on Porter Road told us today that her phones have been ringing all day with residents requesting the free God Bless Our Troops posters that her company is making available. Jennifer said they made the signs to show their respect and support for the servicemen and women that are serving in the armed forces, especially those from our air base in Niagara Falls that are flying refueling missions in the Middle East. Cooper said the signs are perfect for homeowners to hang in their windows and also for store owners to display, all in showing their support and appreciation for our service members. And she said while supplies last, anyone can pick up a free poster at the Cooper Sign Company at 7350 Porter Road in the town of Niagara. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include 2 accidents reported overnight on Monday. One at 13th and Pine with 4 people taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and another at 39th and Pine with 1 person injured and treated also for non-life-threatening injuries. The Niagara Falls Police and the Fire Department assisted at both those collisions. And finally, the town of Niagara Police were called to Spencer's in the Fashion Outlet Mall for the report of 3 female juveniles reportedly shoplifting at the mall. But after locating the 3, police said it was determined that only 1 of the girls had any stolen items on her. Police said that female was charged with petty larceny and was issued an appearance ticket, then was turned over to her mother after officers said they found her with a stolen vibrator and a stolen phallus symbol lollipop in her purse. She's now expected to appear in court on the charge, while the other 2 juveniles that were with her were also turned over to their parents. If it happens in your area, either large or small, we want you to know about it. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, the Links of Niagara Golf Course at 360 Rainbow Boulevard is still open for you to keep that golf game sharp before the golf course is open. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. And you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or on our website by clicking the local news tab and refreshing your browser. And for even more convenience, we feature our news every day on Facebook when you enter niagararadio.net in their search bar. Our following is expanding by the hundreds each month, and that's thanks to you, because you're telling your friends and relatives you can still get the local news on the radio like we were used to years ago, that we can't find anymore, except here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.